Think of all the sleep hacks you've ever heard. You could spend years trying them all. Or you could instantly transform your sleep with Boll & Branch. They make the softest, most breathable bedding you've ever felt. And it's all 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. Millions of sleepers love their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And you can try all of them for 20% off with promo code Odyssey. So hurry to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. See site for details.
All right, we go out to the phones. Welcome in at this time. Our man on the scene, who's down in Bradenton, Florida. Let's talk to Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, guys. Sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun.
We are. Yeah. We're here. It's incredible. We're having such a gigantic time here on the Fan Morning Show. By the way, I don't know if you've been in and out of the clubhouse at all today. Have you had an opportunity? And by the way, Jeff, the Spring Training Report is brought to you by Fatheads. Fathead Sunshine Daydream, now available in 15 packs. Have you had an opportunity to catch Ichiro's act this morning in the clubhouse?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. And we were watching it in there. And there were a bunch of few media guys, and probably half the roster is watching it. And it's pretty quiet. And everybody's kind of looking at the moment. And after two straight breaking pitches, all of a sudden, Jung Ho yells out, "Throw a fastball, swear word, a fastball," which was very funny because, as you guys know, he doesn't talk much at all, and obviously he doesn't speak English very well. But at that moment, he just blurts that out, which was hysterical. And I think the guys kind of recognized, you know, what Ichiro is about, and that was a pretty cool moment.
He's feeling good about himself, Jung Ho, because he's got the third base spot locked down. We've talked about fielding so much, not just in regards to the infield, Jeff, but I thought it was interesting that Todd Tomczyk yesterday actually talked about what are going to be some of the physical limitations on Gregory Polanco once he comes back and throwing the ball in from right field. And does anybody else look at that and say, man, this could be a massive competitive disadvantage for the Pirates, having a right fielder who can barely get the ball back to the infield dirt?
Yes, absolutely. And we're discussing that. So he says that he can throw about 150 feet. So if you go 90 feet to the bag and then, say, 330 down the line, that's not going to get you into the infield if you're in the corner. Or even if you're in a few steps from the wall, that's going to be bouncing in. That's going to be... I mean, and if I'm an opposing team, my first base coach, you know, I've got an arm waving. I'm challenging that all day to see what he's got. Now, in a way, it might be good for him because it reins him in and has him hit the cutoff man, which has been an issue at times. So maybe from that standpoint, it actually makes him better because, you know, he's hitting the cutoff guy. And the other thing, too, is I always wonder when teams make this type of pronouncement or – are they setting, you know, are we being set up or are other teams being set up to think that he's going to be this when he's actually going to be something else? You know, I'm always a little skeptical of when they make such specific claims, but we'll see. The one thing we know is that he's not going to be firing the ball straight to the plate, which, again, given his lack of accuracy at times, may actually be a good thing.
Jeff, speaking of right field, I noticed a slight tweak to today's lineup with the quote-unquote opening day lineup, which is what they're going to have this afternoon against Baltimore, except for Lonnie Chisenhall, the presumptive starter on opening day because of the Polanco injury, is not in the lineup. Melky Cabrera is. Cabrera's been hitting very well this spring. Is there a chance that he would have a chance to be the starting right fielder?
I wouldn't think starting right fielder. I think they're just working him into a game where he really hasn't played right. I mean, they put him the one game in center, which they won't do again. And they put him in left for all the other times. I think they want to give him a shot at it. Could he? Yes. Willie, I still think it'll be Chisenhall, but I think what this does is really affirms for those that may have been doubting if Cabrera's going to make this team, he's going to make this team. And he's in the lineup against this less-than-impressive Orioles group that they're bringing down from or up from Sarasota.
One thing, and we're talking to Jeff Hathorn here, Fan Morning Show. He's bringing the Bucks home. He's down in Bradenton. Jeff, one thing in my observation, just in looking at a style of play from the Pirates that's necessitated by their lack of defense and probably their very good starting pitching, is this. I think they're going to have to try to find a way to steal a bunch of bases this year, hit and run, and take extra bases whenever, even if it involves getting thrown out from time to time. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, they've talked about being aggressive, and I agree. And it's not like they have a ton of speed. I mean, Marte has speed. I mean, Frazier has maybe a little hidden, usable speed. But I think you'll see guys like Cervelli trying to take an extra base. Gonzalez is the guy who can try and take an extra base. Dickerson is a guy like that. I don't know where the power, with the exception of maybe Jung Ho when it clicks for him, being a power guy, and maybe Josh Bell, but we really haven't seen that this spring. You know, I'm not sure what to expect out of first base. So, yeah, you're right. If they're going to score, it's going to be manufacturing runs. And really, for the Pirates, it's going to be trying to win a lot of 3-2 games.
When you look at the roster composition, which will have to be decided in the next couple of days, Jeff, is it widely believed that they will go with 13 guys, which means an 8-man bullpen? And if that's the case, how do they construct a bench that they've already – more or less admitted, it looks like you just said Melky Cabrera, Colin Moran, Jacob Stallings will be the backup catcher at least to start the season until Diaz is healthy. Does a guy like Pablo Reyes end up getting sent down to Indy?
Yeah, it's interesting. I just wrote a story about this on our website, and it's an interesting decision because Bertel and even Neil Huntington has been quick to say, even when they weren't asked, that you know Kevin Newman's still fighting for a roster spot. You would think he has a spot, if only for the fact that they want Cole Tucker to play every day down at AAA, and they want Kevin Kramer to get work at second base at AAA. So let's say you take Newman out of the mix, and I think Reyes is a lock because he'll be your backup infielder and a guy who can play some outfield as well. They're trying to groom him into that super utility guy. And the other guy, I mean, Kevlehan can play third and first, that makes him a little intriguing, and he's hit the ball well. And Shuck is a pure center fielder, and he's got great. He plays hard, but I don't think he will make this team. I do think they're going to go with an extra pitcher. I just think that's the way they're wound right now. And there's none of these guys down here really beyond Melky and Stallings because you need a backup catcher, and Moran really overly excites you.
Yeah, Jeff, less than a minute here. I'm just going to say, is the wind, I take it the wind is blowing. Is it blowing in? No,
he's
blowing
out. He's running that fast.
It is blowing in for right now, but that could change. So we'll see if Marte can land another one, into the old boys and girls club, into the wind. That's about the one thing he hasn't done yet this spring from a power standpoint.
All right, Jeff Hathorn, our man down in Florida. Jeff, thank you for everything. We'll chat again tomorrow, the last day you're down there, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'll talk to you tomorrow, and maybe we may have some roster decisions by tomorrow. They did send Michael Feliz and Clay Holmes down to minor league camp, but we expect some more tomorrow. So hopefully I have some news for you.
All right, we'll make it happen. Jeff Hathorn, the best man, the best guy, our best guy down there. Yep. That's no knock on you, Jim.
No, not
Jeff's
at all.
Getting it done down there.
Oh, he's great.
And he has to drive home.
He does. That's the best part.
Yes.
I don't have to drive. I fly down, I fly back.
Yes, sir.
Let everybody else do the work.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.